too many people try to put time, linear time, in their pursuits, let alone their pursuits of their potential. And nobody lacks potential. In fact, I remember Maslow, if you know Maslow's hierarchy, Maslow wrote something like, if you are not deliberately pursuing your potential, then you fortunately are destined for an unhappy life. And so we don't lack potential, but we often lack that deliberate pursuit, awareness, discipline, devotion, consistency that's required to pursue it. Our lives are not shaped not only by what happens to us or for us, but the meaning that we give those experiences and behaviors actually happen through us. How many people can experience the exact same setback? You can imagine how many people have suffered the same setbacks that I have suffered, going bankrupt, losing everything. But one sees it as evidence to quit, while the other sees it as feedback to learn, to help find the light, the love, the lessons, to adjust, accelerate, and move forward. Our results have a progression, and so many people ignore that progression of getting the results that they want. Notate that when you get what you want, you're happy. It's just a part of human nature. When we get better than what we want, we're happy. And it doesn't come, though, in our time. It comes in divine times. And so we have to look before the result, since it's not going to be in man-made constructive time. It's not going to come from the end of the month, end of the week, end of the year, end of the decade. It comes from our thoughts. It is started with that seed of a thought from the mind, from that consciousness, and it leads to our perception, which is directly relative to gratitude, forgiveness, and accountability, the ingredients of a positive perception. And that perception, as we allow it to gain momentum through acceleration, becomes a meaning that comes through us. And we want to make sure that our thoughts, our perceptions, and our meanings are aligned with our divine direction, giving meaning to the setbacks, the failures, the mistakes, the void shortages and obstacles, the defining moments, even historical relevances that people allow to interfere with their divine direction. We need to align the thoughts, perceptions, and meaning in our divine direction, because that is how we create our intentions, and it impacts the five different levels of intention that we have. It'll impact what we do, what we say, what we think, what we feel, and what we believe. And if we can align what we do, think, feel, and believe with our divine direction, it'll align our thoughts, perceptions, and meanings as well. But that, those four ingredients of thought, perception, meaning, and intention, those create the most impactful clues and patterns in our lives that indicate the divine direction and accelerate us to our potential. And that is our behavior. Not the extra mile behaviors, you know, going extra mile every once in a while and use that to justify why we're not getting the A's in what we want to get A's in, right? We're studying 15 hours before a test, and then we use that to justify why we didn't get an A instead of studying 15 minutes a day, guaranteeing that behavior, guaranteeing us an A. When I examine athletes or entrepreneurs or businesses, all I need to do is reverse engineer the behaviors in the consistent divine direction in which they're in and which ones are interfering with it, to the intentions, backwards to the meaning, backwards to the perceptions, even to the seed of all creation. So if we want different results, if we want to accelerate our potential, we must elevate our awareness to the clues and the patterns of our thoughts, our perceptions, our meaning and behavior that create them. Reverse engineer them. So today I'm going to take you through the lessons of how to accelerate this. Not to put a man-made construct of time of the end of the day, week, month, year, or even decade, but instead to facilitate, to make easy the consistent, everyday, persistent without quit pursuit of your potential enjoyment thereof. The first lesson of understanding how to accelerate our potential is detachment from the FOPO, other people's opinion. So many of us interfere with our potential through the fear of other people's opinion. And we need to re-engineer that FOPO into JOPO, into the joy of other people's opinion, finding the light, the love, and the lessons, the results formula that we just went over. Fear of criticism interferes with our potential more than failure itself. When we attach our emotions to other people's opinion, the FOPO, we give them control. We give them control over our happiness, over our decisions, give them control of even our direction and the trajectory and acceleration of that direction. We know an opportunity is aligned with who we want to become. But so often we hesitate because we're worried about our family, our friends, our coworkers, our communities, our hot buddies. No relativity association or feeding in our life anymore. But we are so worried about how and what they might think about what we think, do, say, feel, and believe. We can listen to feedback. We can find the light, the love, and the lesson in feedback without attaching our emotions to it, without fear of what they think, without the fear of failure. Now we transform that opinion and failure into feedback. Criticism of self and others are nothing but data for the clues and the patterns of what's aligned with our divine direction and what's interfering with it. But I promise you, if you detach from other people's opinion, neither will define who we are. When you are making decisions based upon data, including criticism, we must ask ourselves, are we making this decision from alignment or approval? We must align the divine and dissipate the approval. When we are able and capable of separating useful feedback, aligned divine feedback, from emotion interfering attachment, the fear of other people's opinion, then we are shortening the distance of resistance in which we are creating our future selves that we wish to become. So let's categorize things as we encounter other people's opinion, as we analyze the fear of other people's opinion and transform it into the JOPO, the joy of people's opinion, by aligning, is this what others think, this criticism, this data in line with my divine direction of where and who I'd like to become, or is it interfering with it? If you like to transform your FOPO into JOPO, email me, the beloved servant. David means beloved. At D is my first initial. Meltzer means let me be your beloved servant. David@dmeltzer.com. The second lesson in acceleration towards our potential is we need to make decisions and take action. Making a decision is absolutely not enough. It's like having a million great ideas and not ever taking it to market. Believe it or not, indecision is still a decision. When we refuse to choose, circumstances, other people, and our environment eventually makes the decision for us. Indecision is a decision. Make sure that indecision as a decision is aligned with your divine direction of allowing the universe, the environment, to make the decision for us. We spend months waiting for perfect clarity before starting a business, a career, a job, a relationship, an opportunity, and we delay, waiting for perfection, eliminating progress. And as we wait for clarity, for certainty, pursuing whatever opportunity it is, we find and realize that that opportunity passed. Clarity comes from action. I'll repeat that. That clarity, that confidence, that comfortability comes from action. More often than action comes from clarity. It's counterintuitive. It's counter to human nature, but it's true. Instead of asking what we should do eventually, what we need to ask is, what should we do now? Because 100% of the things you now get done and 100% of the things you do next get done. That is what we need, what's important to us, aligned with our divine direction. And the easiest and fastest way to do that is to have non-negotiable behaviors. 90% of our progress will come from those non-negotiable behaviors because we've already baked in what's important to us today. Now, the other 12 hours of the day, eight time of 12 hours a day, is a matter of prioritization to understand what we should do now. Use the what, who, and the how to determine the now. Use our values of the what, who, and the how. What do you want today in alignment with where you want to be or better? Align the meaning of the past, the perceptions, the intentions, align the behaviors. Who can I help and who can we help? Who can help us? And determine the next best action and do it now and do it next. This is how you apply or why. When we make decisions and take action. If you would like to learn more about how to prioritize decisions, understanding indecision, if you want to apply your why, and of course do it now, just email me and the replay and the books and the guides, david@dmeltzer.com. Email me, david@dmeltzer.com. The next lesson is we need to expand. The universe is constantly expanding our comfort zone, our learning zone, and our anxiety zone. We need to expand from the scarcity of not enough. Expand to the world of just enough for me, everything is for me, to an abundant world of more than enough of everything for everyone, where you give more, you're given more, receive more, and ask for more than more. So you give more than more, be given more than more, receive more than more, and ask for more than more than more. Scarcity of thought can be more limiting, more interfering than scarcity of money. When we believe there isn't enough or just enough, we create the thoughts that create the perception, the meaning, and the intentions that create the behaviors that reinforce scarcity, fear, comparison, competition, and limitation. God is not going to give you that invitation without already knowing your limitations. So if he's okay with it, so should you be. Instead of helping someone because we're afraid they'd be a competitor, instead of making an introduction because you're afraid they'll steal your business, protect our knowledge and our relationships, limiting the value of opportunities that we can create. Not knowing that we are creating momentum, acceleration towards our potential when we move to abundance. There's more than enough of everything for everyone. This is what the world of more than enough is life. So instead of asking, what can we get? We could ask, can we give? Fastest way to create abundance is to create value for others and ask for values from others. Understanding the infinite loop of giving. When we can identify where scarcity interference is influencing our decisions, whether it be a genetic or even an energetic inheritance, it allows us to look for opportunities to give without expectation. It eliminates the comparison and the competition that stifles the abundance that we live in. We need to focus on expanding the pie rather than competing for a piece of it. I'm going to repeat that. We need to focus on expanding the pie rather than competing for a piece of it. If you would like to learn how to expand from the world of not enough into the world of just enough, and finally in a world of more than enough where everything happens through you or others, email me, your beloved servant. David means beloved. At D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. David@dmeltzer.com. The next lesson, control the meaning, not the circumstances. Trying to control circumstances is a fool's mission, a fool's end. We cannot control everything that happens around us, that's certain. But we have far more control over how we respond and how we realize. We have much more control on how we respond than how we realize. And the meaning that we assign and align to an experience determines what we will do next and now. When something goes not to plan, remember, coming up with a well-developed plan, which I believe in, by the way, always makes God laugh. But when something goes wrong, we can ask, why is this happening to us? Or we search for the light, the love, and the lessons within the experience and see how this circumstance can live through us. Gathering that light, gathering those lessons, and allowing it to pass through us, allowing us to pay the dummy tax other. We don't need to control anything. The ego does, but we don't. The ego to defend ourselves, control everything, improve ourselves, but we don't need this. And we don't need to control the world around us. We take control of the meaning we assign to the world with our thoughts, perceptions, meaning, and intention, because that's what will drive our behavior. Behaviors will align with our results. We can strengthen that ability through value, through foundational values. If you want to strengthen your ability to give meaning to everything you see aligned in the divine direction of where you want to be or better, or what you want to become or better, if you want to accelerate your and our potential, then the four foundational views of gratitude, of finding the light, the love, the lessons, empathy, of forgiving ourselves and others, will see accountability will allow us to learn those lessons by asking, what did we do to be responsible? What did we do to attract this? What did we do to participate in the thoughts, the perceptions, the meaning to create those behaviors and results? And finally, effective communication to live in spirit, inspired, to clear the interference between you and what you want to become, to accelerate less distance towards our potential, our divine direction. We need to practice gratitude so thoughts to perception. We need to find the light, the love, the lessons in everybody, every circumstance, every event, all the time in the divine. We need to practice empathy to give us ease, to clear the interference between us and that which already is, by seeking to learn, to understand through forgiveness, the most powerful characteristic of all successful, fulfilled, passionate, purposeful, and profitable people, givers. Practice accountability to allow us to have certainty within the uncertainty. By asking, what do we do to be responsible to attract it or participate in the perception, and what are we supposed to learn this? And then communicate through inspiration rather than manipulation. Communicate with that which holds an infinite intelligence, intuition, inspiration, energy, and allow it to come through you, inspired in spirit, for the sake of helping others, and in doing it, rather than transacting with it, manipulating it, lying to it, cheating it, manipulating, oversell it, back and sell it. Don't do it. Don't deny it. Supply it by taking control of the thoughts, perceptions, and meaning that will lead you to the correct behaviors and accelerate you to your potential. If you would like the lessons, the guides, the replay, controlling the meaning, not the circumstances, and any other of these exercises, guides in the replay from today, or even my book, david@dmeltzer.com. The next lesson, we need to move through fear. We need to move through doubt. We need to move through indecision. That interference of fear, doubt, and indecision will create interference between us, our potential. It will stagnate us from the world of nothingness to possibility, the world of possibility to probability, the world of probability to perception, especially interfering with perception to reality. It takes what could happen and convinces us cannot, rendering us in a world of not enough, a world of nothingness, living our lives like tubes, food in, food out, and limiting our potential, slowing, interfering with our acceleration. We see an opportunity that could transform our lives, could bring great lessons to us, to expand the comfort zone to the learning zone to the anxiety zone, and expanding our anxiety zone so we can handle more, which is an important question to ask us when we move through fear, doubt, and decision. Can I handle this? And when you answer yes, you're moving through it. I love the mantra, when things start to edge towards the anxiety zone, I love it. Can I handle it? I can handle it. It takes all the fear out of the doubt. It allows me to move through that fear and decision. So many, 98% of the people live as drifters, drifting through a nothingness, living their tubes, living their lives, as I mentioned, like tubes. But possibilities, when you know what you want in that divine direction with perceptions and meaning, and align it with the past and the future, that possibility can become a probability. You know who you can help and who can help you in that divine direction. That probability will influence your perspective. You use time with non-circumstantial and circumstantial behaviors, non-negotiable and negotiable behaviors, non-time and scheduled time, paid for time, unpaid for time, even your sleep. And finally, that how of perspective will shape our reality by prioritization, the antidote to procrastination. Prioritization, the antidote to feeling overwhelmed, allows us to do it now and do it next, because the nothingness needs to be possible, probable perspective into reality. And then finally, when interference reappears, we go ahead and apply by identifying how we respond. And in that response, we use our free will to stop. Breathe through our nose, up through our mouth, drop down to the recollection, remembrance, and reminder of us in the Holy Spirit, us in the infinite intelligence, information, in energy, intuition, and intelligence that exists. And now we can roll back into our divine direction of what we want, who we can help, who can help us, how to get it done, and prioritize again, expanding and moving through fear, doubt, and indecision. Stop the interference. Stop negative thoughts, perception, meaning, intentions, and behaviors of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe. Stop and acknowledge and recognize, remember, recollect the interference to roll into the divine direction. When we could drop to center, when we drop to peace, when we can dissipate, dissolve, disappear the interference, when we drop into that center to remind, recollect, reconnect with our source, your God, your values, we then control in that divine direction through immediate action. Remember, if your mind, your body, and soul on fire, and you need to move through the fear, the doubt, and the indecision, everybody's mama always taught them, if you catch on fire, your mind, your body, or your soul, you got to stop, you got to drop. You got to roll. If anybody would like to understand how to roll, move through fear and decision and doubt, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. The last lesson for today of how to accelerate our potential. Lesson of purpose, of persistence, and non-negotiable behaviors, which I previously had mentioned. Purpose. Need to be greater than your pain. If your purpose is greater than your pain, you'll never quit. Purpose gives our action meaning, and it makes the enjoyment of the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit pursuit of our potential. It facilitates it. It makes it easy. But purpose could not exist only as a vision of the future. Something I am searching for, it has to show up in everything that we do consistently today. It has to be greater than our pain. We have an extraordinary objective in our divine direction, but if our daily thoughts, feelings, perceptions, intentions, and behaviors don't support it with purpose, the goal remains an intention rather than reality. We don't rise to the level of our intentions. We fall to the consistency of our behaviors. We don't rise to the level of our intentions. We fall to the consistency of our behaviors. And when we enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit pursuit of our potential, that is built through small, devotional behaviors repeated over time. And there is a difference between discipline and devotion. I know so many people that are extremely disciplined. They especially disciplined in working. Nobody can work harder than me. Nobody works longer than me. Nobody works smarter than me. I'm very disciplined in working harder, smarter, and longer than you. But if you're not in the divine direction, if you haven't aligned the thoughts, the perceptions, the meaning, and your intentions, you're just disciplined. And you're going to get so busy working, you're not going to make any money. You're going to get so busy working, you're not going to spend time with your family. And you're going to get so busy working, you're not going to take care of your health. But you will be disciplined at working. Congratulations. You need to be devotional. You need to align that discipline with the divine direction of where you think you want to be or better by aligning the thoughts, the perceptions, the meaning, the intentions, and the behaviors with that divine direction. That's devotion. Guided by, protected by, promoted by, loved by your God. Something bigger than you that knows every effing thing in the world, an infinite, abundant, unified system that's protecting, promoting, loving, and perfecting you more than your mom. So in this purpose of persistence, we need to ask ourselves, who can we help today and who can help us? You see, who can help us is just as important as who we can help, because if we ask for help, if we receive help, we're allowing people to be able and capable of helping us. And if you are able and capable of helping others, you're at your higher self, you're at your potential, you're closest to God. Why reject or deny anyone else that same opportunity? Why do it? Allow them to be able and capable of helping you. Watch how a community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other, watch how they buy from each other and support each other for life by subject matter, topic, and expertise. This is why we have our strategic accelerator group. If you're not a part of it, number one, if you can't afford it, it's only about $500 a year, don't join. And if you're not going to be engaged, you can afford it, aren't going to use it, don't join. But for those people that actually want to get engaged, like the thousands of people that are in our Strategic Alliance Accelerator, join, because we guarantee it. It's a profit center, a purpose center, persistence center, and a non-negotiable. And we need to establish our non-negotiables by assigning a minimum amount of time every single day, week, month, and year to what's most important to us. It is how we have control in the uncertainty. When we assign time every day, a minimum amount of time, 7 days a week to our sleep, to our health, to our family, to our faith, yes, to our finance, and of course, the study of time and relativity. That is negotiable. 90% of your acceleration towards your potential is created, and it leaves 12 hours of awake time. The majority of non-negotiable behavior in your life should be sleep. It leaves 12 hours minimum of non-negotiable behavior that we can execute every day through the what, the who, the how, and the now, and prioritize in the divine direction, utilizing the thoughts, the perceptions, the meaning, the intentions, and the behaviors that get us to where we want to be or better, even though all of it's already predetermined and preset, predetermined and preset by non-negotiable behaviors. So establish minimums amount of time assigned to behaviors that are most important to you every single day, 7 days a week. It doesn't mean you can't go off the grid for the other 12 hours. It's just you're not going to lose the momentum acceleration because you have non-negotiable behavior. So when you're in the middle of the jungle, you still can spend a minimum of time sleeping on your health, your family, on your faith, on your finance, even stuck in time and relativity. If you dedicate and assign time daily to finding the love and the lessons in relationships, health, utilizing gratitude, empathy, accountability, and effective communication, find light, love, and the lessons in everything you do in your divine direction. If you dedicate that time, you can measure quantitatively ourselves and our divine direction by consistency rather than perfection, by progress rather than perfection, driven by purpose, driven by persistence, and driven by non-negotiable behavior. If you would like to drive your life with purpose, persistence, and non-negotiable behaviors, if you would like the exercises I book, if you'd like any of the replay, just email me, David means beloved, at D is my first initial, Meltzer means servant. Email me, David@dmeltzer.com. I'd be happy to be of service to you. Let me be that beloved servant. You don't lack potential. Lack the awareness, the emotion, consistency required to accelerate it. We need to turn our FOPO into the joy of other people's decisions. We need to learn to make decisions aligned with our divine direction and take action in that same alignment. We need to expand. Aligned with an expanding universe, expand our comfort zone, our learning zone, our anxiety zone, scarcity to abundance, to a world of more than enough of everything for everyone. And we need to surrender by taking control of our thoughts, meaning, perceptions, intentions, and behaviors, not trying to control the circumstances or of ourselves or defend ourselves as the ego would like us to. We need to move through it. Not to it or for, but through it. We need to move through fear and doubt and indecisions, taking the nothingness, living like tubes into possibilities, into probabilities, into perspective, into our reality by knowing the what, the who, the how, and the now, and applying our why. We need to utilize purpose, persistence, and non-negotiable behaviors to get us to where we want to be or better. Our potential isn't somewhere in the future waiting for us. It's available right now. Every minute, every day, every week, every month, every year, every thought, every perception, intention, and behavior are either accelerating us toward our potential or creating interference in it. We don't transform our lives through one extra ordinary decision or action. We transform those lives through ordinary decisions made consistently, every day, persistently, without quit, in the pursuit of our potential. We choose gratitude over resentment and guilt. We choose abundance over scarcity. We choose action over indecision. And most importantly, purpose over pain and fear. We are not here to defend, control, or prove our potential. We are here to pursue it. Our responsibility is to enjoy the consistent every day, persist without quit, pursuit of our potential. Once again, if you like the replays, guides, or exercises for free, David@dmeltzer.com. Once again, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.